Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. And we're just gonna go straight into conversation. I am just relaxing here. I literally took the longest motherfucking nap because I am so fucking exhausted. Long ass week. But we're gonna get this conversation, well, episode started because it's gonna be a little bit more fun this week. And I know Halloween just passed, but I love scary, spooky things. Any time of the fucking year. Really, motherfucking car? But yeah, let's get started. So, what we're gonna start with today is basically Halloween spooky stuff. So, past Thursday, which is the 28th, was Carla's birthday, and we decided to go back to the Brighton Asylum. It's basically a haunted asylum, which is an actual asylum, but they turn it into like a haunted house. I fucking love that haunted house. Like, that's basically one of the best ones I have been to. And like, we did the long one, and then we did the second one, which is, I think, I don't know what's it called, but it's like on the higher level of the haunted house. And then we did the escape room, which I really wasn't a big fan of the escape room because it was like so small, and it's really just really 5 minutes. But I did enjoy myself because they did also add the axe throwing. I didn't do it because I used. Like, I did it so many times, so I gave my try to someone who really hasn't tried it, so Carla took my try. But I wanted to, like, give some history on this asylum because it's kind of interesting. Like, I really wanted to go to the part of the, like, the actual asylum to, like, do a tour or something, like, ghost meters, stuff like that. But this asylum, it's basically, but this is what it states. This is a scary place on Earth, apparently. To show or explain a trip, Brighton landed to the hospital. Click here. Okay, so we're gonna click what the hospital is. Oh, okay. So there's a lot of things with this asylum. So, this team were visiting the Brighton Asylum Haunted House for some spooky fun. They spent a tour screaming level 10 pain, so she went to the hospital the next day. The diagnosis was a deep muscular tear from excessive screaming, which explained when down. Okay, but this is part of the Haunted Experience tour, but oh, I didn't know they were the top most, like, must-seen haunted attraction. BuzzFeed called Brighton one of the top haunted attractions in the world. You can read the article. Okay, so I just want to look for, like, a history based on this place. Because I heard it was a lot of deaths have been caused here, so, like, I really wanted to go to the back of the fucking shit to just see it. But I don't see like actual factual story. I'm trying to figure it out. Let me see. Oh, by the way, this place is in New Jersey. If you know you're in New Jersey, it's in New Jersey. Okay, so I think this is. I think I got it. So, this is an industrial complex. A series of old industrial warehouses was used for housing mental unstable and physiological damaged individuals back in the mid-1940s. Many of these patients were quite violent and often needed to be isolated from staff and patient protection. The most violent patients were housed in the main central building, most commonly referred to as Brighton Asylum. Minimal risk patients were housed in Building B, located adjacent to the Brighton Asylum and not accessible to the public. A beneath ground service tunnel expands the full length of the complex, which allows staffs to travel from outside to any building within the complex without having to pass through the high-risk central located Brighton Hope Asylum, unless it's needed. So the tunnel was also used for medical deliveries to other buildings to keep prying eyes of public away from seeing what was going on inside the asylum. The tunnel is accessible via Brighton's own private subway system. So above Brighton's asylum on the second floor is the staff quarters, where most of the resident staff lived on duty. The quarters were home to many nurses, doctors, orderlies, administrators, in-house lab technicians, and more. There were rumors of bizarre gatherings, parties, even experiments taking place in these veterinarian-style quarters, sitting quietly above the more heavily populated Brighton Asylum. In fact, is one of the horrific acts were reported to take place there, where the recorders dubbed bleeding grounds? Oh, hell the fuck no. Years of extreme harsh living conditions, medical experiments, staff disappearance, screaming, splitting into residential areas during the night, resulted in a state permanently closing the facility in 1952. So, pending a full investigation, no such results of investigation has been found to the date. After 59 years of sitting unexposed, decaying, cut off from the public, Brighton Asylum opened in 2011 as a haunted attraction. Its creaky doors were open once again, and ever since, thousands of people have been exploring its hallway rooms where hundreds of patients lost their minds. The many unthinkable events that took place between the 1940s and the 1952 are still waiting to be fully uncovered. So this place really has a lot of fucking history, like two deaths, like I said, deaths, rituals. A lot of people live there. There are two different sections. So my thing is interesting that they did like something called the Bleeding Grounds, which I will leave that to your imagination to like picture in your head. But this fucking asylum was fucking crazy. Like 1940s was a crazy like year. I can say decade, whatever. But a lot of shit have happened. And the fact that they do have a fucking tunnel in a own private subway system beneath this motherfucking asylum, like what the fuck? But it is good because since it was mental patients, it's rather be good to deliver like medical stuff to each buildings without like the patients having to see what the fuck was going on, or mental patients like attacking medicals or supplies and stuff like that. So it's kind of good that they did have it, but I'm tempted to like literally go and just check out their subway system, literally. But the haunted house, that area is like just a small area that they have. The rest of the like building is like you can say like a dead end, because there's like a curve. There's like three other buildings. The only entrance we do have is, I could say, like in the front middle part of the building, but the rest of the back is just empty and dark. Like, it's pitch dark. Like, when you go there, it's pitch fucking dark. So, if you are gonna go there, sneak to this abandoned, well, it's not really abandoned, unless it's not Halloween anymore. But if you do want to go, I advise you to bring some flashlights because it is pitch dark. It's a fucking dead end. But the haunted house that we went to for them, it was actually really fun. Like, we had a lot of screams. We held on to each other because the fuck, it was pitch black. And like the last time I went, they had like different, not like everything was like the same. Some stuff was like different, but some was the same. But this part, I think, oh, Jason, we saw Jason, we saw a leprechaun, we saw Freddy. I think Freddy was there. I don't remember if Freddy was there. A lot of animatronics, like a crocodile. I almost fought a fucking skeleton that literally just popped in my motherfucking way. What else did we see? Oh, they still do have the slide because you had two options before you like you leave the main, the big one, the big part of the haunted house. You had two options: either you wanted to go on the fucking slide or just go the long way. The slide is still there, but it's not functional anymore, which is fun. At the end, they like we was on the line, and at the end, like you can see people running and screaming, and then this guy with like a saw was like chasing them and shit. He was waving at me, I waved back, went inside. Like we was mentally prepared to see this motherfucker on like at the end. Literally, this motherfucker dipped on, like, he literally saw me, and I'm like, hey, what's up? He turned around and be like, yo, this bitch ain't scared of mine. Like, I'ma just scare these other bitches. Literally ignored my whole high. Like, my guy, come on. Then we did see, they put Pennywise. I think last time, was it Pennywise? I know it was clowns, but I wasn't, like, really sure if it's Pennywise or not, but they did have Pennywise for like a room. They have like curved stairs. The fucking bridge, I almost fell off the fucking bridge because it always like tipped to the sides, literally like it went to right side and shit, so you have to like hold on and shit. Some floors were moving up and down and shaking, like you really have to hold on to the fucking walls. Another thing was crouching. We had a fucking crouch on a fireplace. Like, my back is not built for that shit. So, and I literally said that while we was walking, and the fucking actor, like, was dying, because he's like, the hell? Like, literally, we had a fucking crouch. And then, it was like, oh, and once, like, it was a time, I think it was in the beginning of like the haunted place. We actually ran off course that the fucking actor was like, no guys, like the other way. Like they couldn't even speak to us, but they had to show us like, no, you gotta go the other way. Yo, it was so funny. Now the next haunted place area, they said it was like the best one, but I just saw witches, a lot of books. We saw like a table with skeletons, a baby chair. It was like a dinner thing. We passed a kitchen that was like so fucking dirty. The guy's like, don't be afraid, it's just a kitchen. And I'm like, yo, it's fucking dirty as hell, my mans. We saw another crocodile and it was a big ass snake animatronic. But other than that, it wasn't like that big of scary. Like if you really do get scared, then yeah. But no. Now the escape room, which I was really kind of disappointed in that. It was only 5 minutes. I think it's less than that. Literally, all you had to do was put your hand inside the machine. It's like the movie Saw where you put your hand and you have to figure out shit before they chop your hand. Okay, so that's how it was. We would have to say which color we have and look at which cup had the color that the other person had. Give them the number, and then we would have to like fast go into that number on the meter, and then that would be it. Literally, we got that shit within 2 minutes. 2 motherfucking minutes. It was a small ass room, to be honest with you. That's with the escape room. I was expecting a little bit more, like going into a room with like different things we have to figure out, like notes to escape, like some murder, some shit happened. Not me putting my fucking hand, thinking I'm gonna get my hand cut off. Like, nah, I need the escape room experience. But other than that, oh, they also did have like, the New Jersey Police, I think Pacific Police Department, literally had like a little truck donating like free hot chocolate, free muffins, free teas, waters, just to everyone who was there, just to support and everything, which I found it kind of really adorable and cute. So, thank you, the police department from New Jersey. But other than that, I think you guys should go because it was hella fucking fun. It's a great time with friends and stuff. But yeah, that's about it for Miss Britain's Asylum. Hopefully, I'm gonna double check if I can go and do a tour. It would be so fucking fun if I did the tour to the actual asylum. But the next thing we're gonna talk about is a lot of people have been asking, does the booster actually fucking work? I haven't put the booster on, so I can't tell you if it actually works. But from what I've seen, a lot of people who are older, like older in age or has like conditions that is very dangerous to be vulnerable to, like diabetes, kidney diseases, heart diseases, they are recommended to put in the third COVID vaccine, which is the booster. From what I've been told, and I've been reading a lot on it, booster shots right now. Okay, so I'm just gonna read what this doctor, her name is Dr. Catherine O'Brien. This is what she stated because they asked her booster shots. What do we know about these three doses of vaccine so far? Are they safe and effective? So she said, well, first, I think we first discuss what we mean when we say booster shots. What we're really talking about right now is that there is a need of a third dose of vaccine if you already received the first two doses. There are three reasons why we might want to give an additional dose. The first is if you are a category of people that didn't respond accurately to the first two doses that you receive, we do have some information that is miscompromised people. It may be unnecessary to receive a third dose, but the first two aren't doing what they need to do otherwise normal, healthy people. So the second reason why we might want to give a third dose is if over time the immunity that you've received and achieved as a result of being vaccinated starts to wear, it starts to deteriorate or go down over time. And in fact, the evidence right now shows that the vaccines are holding in extreme well to protect you against severe diseases, hospitalization, or even death. So we don't see a strong evidence leading to provide a third dose for people who already been vaccinated. And now the third reason is basically we want to give a third dose is if the performance of the vaccine or are less or in equity against some of the variants of concern that have emerged. And again, the vaccines that we have right now against the variants, we're watching this very carefully and holding up extreme well against the severe end of the disease spectrum. Generally speaking, the vaccines are performing very well. Like I always tell people, like everyone has different body types. So one person can have a side effect of like having a fever or like chills or body sores, and another person may not have those fucking symptoms. Another person just may have just the arm sore, because you're definitely gonna have the arm sore if you are getting the vaccines. That's just like a, yeah, you're gonna get it. But everyone has different body types. So if like you're not responding well to both of the vaccines that you got, you're probably gonna have to get the third one. I know they're probably just gonna call people, because I know if they see your medical records or some shit, like I said, if you have certain conditions, they will call you to let you know, hey, we would recommend you to get the third booster, like the booster shot. Some people may not need it. Some people reacted very good to the first two ones that they have, and they really don't need to wear any more anything else. So it's good to just be protective of like all the vaccines. Like I said, we've been putting the freaking flu vaccine for a long time, and well, I haven't put the flu vaccine in a while because last time I did, I really got really sick, so I'm not gonna put it back on. But it's good to put it on. Like I said, everybody has a different body type and reaction to any vaccine. You may not react the same way as another person. So Don't be scared because someone reacts in some way. Because you don't know how the fuck you're gonna react. You're not the person. You don't have the same the same system. Just fucking put it on. Or everyone wants to live a normal life again, which, sad to tell you the truth, it's not gonna happen unless we all put in the work together. Like, I sit, like, it says we have to wear masks, mandatory, even if you do have the vaccine. And there's like a bunch of people who doesn't have the fucking mask on in the train. And it's like so fucking crowded. Like, crowded like it used to be. And it's like, okay, you see people cough and nobody has a mask. And it's like, yo, y'all forgot we ain't a whole Panda Express. Like, just because we're not listening to it doesn't mean it's not happening. Like, everything is restricted. Like, we have to have a fucking vaccine card to go into certain areas. Life is not gonna be the fucking same. So, y'all just need to put your work in, and probably we can go back to how we used to be if we all just worked together and do what we need to fucking do. And to the people that don't believe in vaccines, I don't judge, but I am studying medicine. Yeah, probably are making people sick, period. Because, I had I had a school case where literally there was two kids and one of the kids got really, really sick, like hospitalized, breathing tube type of sick. And it was because the little boy's friend literally didn't have his vaccinations when he was little because his family didn't believe in vaccines. So you should get your kids vaccinated. That's a recommendation. Vaccinate your kids because you can get other people sick. Like, I get some people do not believe because it's science, but at the end of the day, it's gonna protect you. Period. It's just gonna protect you. That's my advice. So put on your booster shot if you need it. Protect yourself. Fuck everyone else. Just protect yourself. Everyone who wants to get back to normal life, how about read the requirements so we can get back there? Because if we don't and we don't work together, we will never get back there. So stop being lazy and do what you gotta do. That's all I gotta say. Now, the next thing is, okay, Carla did send me like a whole list. And she sent me this fucking meme. And it says, students at U Finley College of Pharmacy have developed a chemical compound that kills brain cell cancer. They have also refined it to ignore healthy brain tissues and focus on cancer cells. Okay, if you actually did this, congratulations. We are a step ahead in helping cancer patients, live longer, healthier, and not, because I work in a clinic and sometimes it is hard to tell someone that they do have cancer, especially I also have family history with either colon cancer and also breast cancer. So it is kind of hard to tell someone that. So if there is a cure to any type of cancer, yes, we need it. We need to save people who have cancer. They deserve to have their own lives. They don't deserve to get these cancer. I just believe people need to live a long life. So if we do have something that can help kill cancer cells in a certain way, and I believe some government always have. Okay, I always have like said or told or someone has told me the government has certain cures, but they don't want to use it because this is the medical, like you say, the medical field business. I'm 50-50 with that. Probably they do. We don't know. We may never know. We can't just assume, but But if we do develop something like this, I think it would be good for cancer patients, give them a little bit of more hope and strength that they'll be fine in their future. I always fucking cry when, like, the St. Jude, it was St. Jude, I think St. Jude's Hospital commercial comes on. I always fucking cry because there's, like, little kids and people that are, like, so happy for life and knowing that they're probably not going to have a long living life. And then the parents crying. I always fucking cry to that commercial. I cannot see that commercial whatsoever. I can never see those fucking commercials. Because I will fucking cry my eyes out. Literally. But, in other hands, for. When we fin. We're gonna finish the cancer thing. If they do, hallelujah. We should use these to help cancer patients. Now, we're gonna move to something a little bit more fun. Because Carla just sent me basically a new Mario Party game. She love fucking Mario. I just don't get it. There's a Mario game. I think. Is it this? It's in GameStop, eBay, for Nintendo. I think you could do groups. Yeah, I think it's on Superstars Nintendo, I'm guessing. It has a 4.7. I don't know if I want to play it. Because they have so many fucking Mario, Super Mario. What I do want to start playing is the World War Z zombie game on PlayStation 4. And I've been playing Apex sometime, a little bit, and Modern Warfare. I used to be on gaming so much, and then I just stopped. I used to have the PlayStation 2 and the 3. I think I still have the 3. I think I threw away the 2 because it got broken or something. But I got the PS4, and I just started playing again, which is so much fucking fun. But I do have Nintendo because during quarantine we were bored and didn't have anything to do because we were outside people. But I've recently seen that I think by the time this podcast would be up, it will be already out. But Animal Crossing is going to have a huge fucking update. There will be a cafe with a new character in the museum. They are going to have new housing decorations, designs. I saw that they also going to have like new walls, new hair colors also. And part of that is going to be a new like part of the game. Like I saw it was $24.99 and it's called Paradise. Basically, you are gonna be having a job. Literally take the plane to go to your job, which is a vacation resort, which animal will come and you will just decorate their vacation homes. You sit down with them and like talk to them what they will like, and you will get all the fucking shit and just decorate the whole place as their liking. And who's gonna be hyped to do that? Me, because I'm gonna pay for that shit. I'm gonna do the update too. Oh, Kiplin is back. If for you guys don't know who Kiplin is, like I said, this Animal Crossing was like a long time ago, like basically the 90s around there, I think, yeah, the 90s or the 20s. I think the 90s, I think, yeah, the 90s. It was fucking fun. And I was wondering where Kiplin was. Kiplin is basically the little frog. Was it a frog? Yeah, I think it was a frog. And he's like in this little boat. And that's how we fucking traveled. We didn't never travel in a fucking plane. We traveled in a fucking boat with Kiplin. And I was wondering where this motherfucker was because they had the boardwalk, but with no fucking Kiplin. I was so pissed. But now they are having him back, and you can like travel to different islands. And he would fucking serenade the whole fucking way. Which I am so fucking hyped for that shit. They also, I believe they also have. They'll have new outfits. Oh, if you've seen the Harvey like island, you only see the house and everything was just closed up. So now what they're gonna do, the people that visit your island on certain days, like the tulip girl, the fox that sells you like paintings and stuff, The Rug Girl, all those will be in that island, like a little shopping mall on his islands. So, and they'll have their like their own house, their own store stuff. It's going to be so fucking cool, and I can't wait to play the game. Like, I literally have my Nintendo Switch right next to me, charging on for literally, I think, yeah, it's November 5th. It's going to come out, the update, and also think the Paradise one will be coming out the same day. Like I said, it's $24.99. The update, it's free if you have the game. If you don't, it's $60. I think it's still $60. I'm not sure. If it is, then I think it is. Let me double check. I think it is $60. Yeah, it's $60 if you don't have the game. Only on Nintendo Switch. I'm not sure if they have it on PlayStation. I'm positive it's not on PlayStation. Cause if it is, I'm transferring that shit into my fucking PlayStation. But yeah. Other than that, New York has been fucking, I don't know. Everybody seems like tired, exhausted, and drained. It's been raining nonstop here. Like, ugh. And there was like a huge fucking storm. And I had to fucking leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. No, it was like five something. I wake up at four. So I had to fucking walk in this fucking drenching rain. Like, places were like some places were flooded and stuff. It was just a lot of water this whole week. I'm needed to be like a sunny fall weather because this raining ain't worth it. Like, it's not worth it. Oh, for Thursday that we went to the haunted house, we did go to this little diner area. It's called Chit Chat. They have the best food. I wasn't about waiting for like 40 minutes, so. But the food was good, except for the spring roll. The spring rolls were a little bit weird. But other than that, I had the turkey burger sandwich burger, which had avocado, poppy nickel bread, turkey patty, and it came with chips and salsa. Had a Coke. Delicious. We did have chicken wings all together. It was so fucking delicious, and I love quality time with friends, so this was so much fucking fun. I can't wait to hang out with them again. Mostly because it was my best friends, like family members and other friends, and so many people. They were so fucking cool and amazing. Can't wait to hang out with them again. I know one of her sisters live in California. She's about to leave, I think, next month. I think Monday. I'm not sure. I think Monday. But when I go to Cali, I probably would chill with her. Just, hang out. Because they all were fucking cool. But yeah, I haven't seen like anything that's been interesting that's been happening. Oh, one thing I wanted to state. I seen like, yeah, everybody was focusing on the Gabby Petito case. But I've been checking out a lot, and there's been like a lot of missing girls. And I know there was this, I think this Asian girl who was missing for a while, and nobody was paying attention to it. I'm gonna double check what's her name. Because I know she, okay, so this is Lauren Chow. She's a missing New Jersey woman. This was in September 29th. October 11th, human remains were found in Yucca Village Desert. This was October 11th of this year. Everything was this year. So it says that human remains found in Yucca Village Desert amid searching for missing women. Searchers in Southern California have found a body in the desert 2 months later after Lauren Cho disappeared in the area. This is near Joshua Tree, 2 months after the 30-year-old went missing. Okay, the remains were located Saturday, October 9th, in the rugged terrain of the open desert. The coroner's office is working to identify the remains and determine a cause of death. Authority says the identification process takes several weeks. Jo was last seen on June 28 when she was walked away from the rental property where she's been staying in, Yucca Village. She was last seen around 5:10 p.m. near the home in the 8600 block of Bellar Trail, the sheriff said. The sheriff department said that they searched the area by air and foot and no sign of Miss Cho. In statements to Fox News, the sheriff department said that Cho has been staying at the Airbnb in Mogul Village with numerous other guests, including her former boyfriend. The investigation had been a priority for the department since Miss Cho went missing. Cho was upset and personally walked away from the resort, leaving behind her personal belongings. Her boyfriend reported her missing after 3 hours, explaining that she was suffering from mental distress. Cho's case is one of the many involving people of color that don't get public attention. Complaints about a phenomenon known as missing white woman syndrome soared during the search of Gabby Petito, a white 22-year-old whose body was found in Wyoming after she vanished during a cross-country trip with her boyfriend. She was on social media so much. She was like the popular talk of the fucking century. Cho was described by the sheriff's department as an Asian-American female with black hair and brown eyes. She stands 5 to 3 inches tall and was last seen wearing a yellow t-shirt and jean shorts. So anyone with information regarding her, you can contact Detective Edwards Hernandez or sheriffs or the surgeon's Jason Gill, Specialized Investigation Department, at 909-387-3589. So if you guys know any information, if you live in Southern California and you have any information with this missing woman or anything, you guys can call that number. Like I said, I'll be repeating it. It's 909-387-3589. I'm going to look into different like cases and if there is a number to help for information, especially for other like colored women. Because like I said, a lot of cases with white people gets more attention than other colored people, so it's good to like be equal. So I'm gonna look into more like missing people cases that are recent, and if there is help I can do by shouting it out and having like shouting the number, so you guys, just in case you have seen this person or anything, I will be shouting out in future episodes. But yeah, I'm gonna end this podcast episode right here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget, we upload every episode Wednesdays at 11. Don't forget to go in the description and find our Instagram, my new YouTube channel, also Cat's World. Everything will be there. You can also see a little bit of the day of her birthday. We went to the haunted house, the haunted asylum. And yeah, I see you guys next Wednesday at 11. As you've seen, I'm getting to be a little bit more consistent on the days that I'm off, so I can do this. So yeah, hopefully Carla will be coming a little bit more sooner to do a podcast episode again, because we do miss her on this podcast. But yeah, I see you guys next Wednesday. Deuces. I love you guys.